Welcome to your daily Reddit catch-all briefing. Here are today's trending discussions. We begin in the r/explainlikeimfiv community, where a curious user asked, if there is a pill for melatonin, why isn't there a pill for serotonin? The discussion dives deep into human neurobiology and pharmacology. Commenters pointed out that while serotonin precursors like 5-HTP do exist, their efficacy is still heavily debated, and powerful drugs like MDMA cause massive serotonin dumps, while SSRIs keep serotonin active between neurons by preventing reabsorption. However, taking a direct serotonin pill is useless for two major reasons. First, serotonin cannot cross the blood-brain barrier due to tight physiological filters, meaning it would never reach the brain and would instead cause severe stomach and heart complications. Second, the chemical cannot even survive human digestion, as stomach acid and enzymes would completely break it down before it entered the bloodstream. Melatonin, by contrast, successfully crosses the blood-brain barrier, which is why melatonin supplements actually work. Next in r/explainlikeimfiv, a user pondered a fundamental market question: if a company already sold its shares, why does it actually hurt them when the stock price drops? Contributors explained that even though the initial capital was raised during the IPO, management and company health remain deeply tied to share price for several reasons. Executive and employee compensation packages heavily feature stock grants, meaning a dropping price severely hurts talent retention. Furthermore, companies use their stock as currency for corporate acquisitions, need high valuations to prevent hostile takeovers, and rely on stock health to issue new shares or keep borrowing costs down. Ultimately, management answers directly to shareholders, who will quickly oust leadership if stock values plummet. Another fascinating query in r/explainlikeimfiv asked, does a heart ever have health problems or die if it keeps getting transferred into fresh bodies? Users clarified that hearts age just like any other organ, carrying their accumulated biological damage along with them into a new recipient. A heart taken from a 70-year-old and placed into a 50-year-old remains a 70-year-old heart with aged arteries, fat deposits, and a lifetime of wear and tear. Additionally, continuous organ transplant chains are practically impossible because the immense physical stress of transplantation and the lifelong necessity of immunosuppressive drugs take a severe toll on both the organ and the patient. Over in r/explainlikeimfiv, a user asked why homes with solar panels still experience complete power outages during blackouts. The community explained the crucial technological distinction between grid-following and grid-forming inverters. Standard residential solar systems use grid-following inverters that convert direct current to alternating current by mirroring the electrical grid's waveform. When the grid goes down, there is no waveform to copy, causing the system to shut off. This is a vital safety feature called anti-islanding, which prevents solar systems from accidentally feeding electricity back into downed power lines where utility linemen are working to restore power. To have working power during an outage, homeowners must purchase expensive specialized equipment and a grid-forming inverter. Wrapping up r/explainlikeimfiv, a user questioned the point of removing zeros from a currency during hyperinflation. Redditors explained that beyond making everyday math and reading prices vastly easier for humans, hyperinflation forces governments to print new currency anyway, making redenomination a natural logistical step when bills physically run out of space for zeros. Furthermore, it serves as a powerful psychological signal to citizens that a fresh economic start has begun, helping to restore public trust in the national currency. Moving over to the r/answers community, users debated which foods are widely perceived as healthy but are actually unhealthy. The top revelation was yogurt, with commenters pointing out that many commercial yogurts are loaded with processed sugar, making plain Greek yogurt the exception rather than the rule. Others noted that modern packaged snacks marketed with protein are often just the modern equivalent of empty-calorie snack packs. Another popular thread in r/answers asked, what's embarrassing at 18, but attractive at 30? The community shared witty yet relatable truths, highlighting that dating 40-year-olds goes from deeply frowned upon in your teens to completely normal later in life, and that genuinely losing interest in the trivial drama and views of 18-year-olds becomes a hallmark of maturity. In a thread requesting mind-blowing coincidences, users shared their most trippy examples of a small world. One user recounted reconnecting with a close childhood friend from their 13th birthday party years later when she was randomly assigned to shadow them at a local call center job. Another user shared how they bumped into a lifelong friend whom they hadn't seen since high school while walking down a random street in Chicago, despite both living in Austin, Texas. When r/answers asked about the most illegal things people have done and never gotten caught for, the top comments leaned heavily into humor, with one user proudly admitting they once sold a single soda can from a multi-pack at school because the streets apparently picked them, while another wisely posted, "Nice try, officer." Finally, r/answers explored the ultimate scientific unknowns, asking what single question users would instantly know the truth to. The community gravitated toward the profound mysteries of existence, highlighting the eternal quest to understand what consciousness actually is, alongside the perplexing nature of dark matter and dark energy that continues to baffle modern physicists.